Hi, I'm Madeline Sheps, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for another weekday meditation. 5 days a week, my pastor, Chuck Allen, will engage you with a simple yet powerful time that includes a bit of scripture, gratitude, prayer, and quietude, all easily guided and simple to follow. So settle in, find a place to chill, and discover peace and direction with my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks for that introduction, Madeline, and thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation. Today, we're in day two as we talk about wisdom. In the little book of James, James says that troubles are going to come. We talked about that yesterday. If you've missed session one, I encourage you to go back and start there. But James says that in this little book that troubles are going to happen. We ought to consider them to be joy. And he uses a little wordplay, joy, here related to us being able to say we are taking the right attitude toward God doing a work in the midst of our challenges. But in verse 6, he says, don't waver for a person with divided loyalty. Now, the Greek is often translated, do not doubt for a person who doubts. But the sense here is of a person whose loyalty is divided between God and anything else, like God and the world. Or like in verse 8, their loyalty is divided between God and the world, literally double-minded. James might have created this Greek word used here. He emphasizes the need for confidence in God alone. So today, whatever it is that you are struggling with, we're wanting to meditate on this perspective of being loyal in our faith to God alone. Those two words, God alone. If you're where you can write something down, I encourage you, just write those two words, God alone. Let that be what we meditate on today as we ask for wisdom, as James describes that to us, because he tells us that when we are in those times that we should come to God the Father, and when we ask Him for wisdom, He is faithful, just, and kind, and He will always grant that to us. He doesn't withhold it from us, but He is clear that we come to Him and we ask, recognizing that it is in God and God alone that our faith must be residing in, and it must be resting in, and it must be confident in. And so today, as we begin our time of meditation, I invite you now to find a place of quietude and solitude, and recognizing that in the midst of our suffering, we love and serve a God who speaks, and He wants to speak into our life with wisdom. So let's prepare to meditate and draw our breath, and let that breath be the time that separates the world and the noise that comes with it, the confusion and the chaos and anxiety, and then let our breath separate that into a time of quietude and solitude where we might just hear only the voice of God alone. So let's breathe in. You ready? Force that air out, and treat your breath when you bring that fresh air in like it is life itself. God has provided you the ability to draw in that fresh breath. So let's breathe again. You ready? And now just let every muscle that may be tense in your body, in your facial muscles, or maybe even your shoulders or your arms, put your hands where you're comfortable, and then allow us to enter into a time where we're just going to hear from God alone. So let's begin our time by telling the Lord two things that you are grateful for right now. Lord, I am grateful for, and then finish that sentence. And now let's ask the Lord that He would give you wisdom with specificity toward whatever challenge it is that you're facing this week, or even this day, or even this moment. My friend Bobby McGraw has taught me this great lesson that specific prayers yield specific results. And so I ask you today to ask the Lord for specific wisdom in whatever it is you're facing or dealing with right now. Ask the Lord for that. And before we stop and just listen to the Lord for a moment, I want to invite you right now to tell the Lord two things that you're just grateful for about Him. What is it that you're just grateful for, that the Lord? Like this morning in my time of meditation, I told the Lord I was so grateful for a wonderful day in services this past Sunday. And I also said to the Lord, I'm just so grateful for the time and the opportunity He gives me, for the privilege to study and preach His Word. It's just overwhelming. Tell the Lord two things you're just grateful to Him about. And now I want to give you the opportunity to simply hear from the Lord, and let's take a few moments, and I'll mind the time, and I'll be back and let you know when we come back together. But use this time to be quiet and still and hear from the voice and the promptings of God. I'll mind the time and be back in just a couple minutes. And I'm back, and trust that this has been a great time. And each day when we have these weekday meditations, it is an opportunity for you not only to speak to the Lord, but to take James' advice in chapter 1, where we might talk less and listen more. What a great piece of advice as we seek wisdom from on high. Have a great day, and we'll be back tomorrow for another weekday meditation. God bless.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck, and thank you for joining us, and be sure to share these meditations through your social media accounts and tag them #weekdaymeditation. You can also subscribe to Weekday Meditations on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us. Pastor Chuck will return with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Bye now.